HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. Think about this. When was the last time you thanked a veteran? Our freedom to operate this community radio station is just one of many reasons to be thankful. An act approved on May 13, 1938, made the 11th of November of each year a legal holiday to be dedicated to the cause of world peace and celebrated as Armistice Day. It was primarily a day set aside to honor veterans of World War I, but after World War II, Congress, at the urging of the Veterans Service Organizations, amended the Act of 1938 by replacing the word Armistice with the word Veterans. With the approval of this legislation on June 1, 1954, November 11th became a day to honor American veterans of all wars. I have noticed over the years that many Americans seem to get Veterans Day and Memorial Day a little mixed up. Memorial Day, celebrated in May, is a day to remember those who have died in our nation's service. Veterans Day, on the other hand, is a time to thank those who have served and who are still living among us. One of the best ways to honor veterans on Sunday, November 11th, is to attend one of the many parades and ceremonies taking place across Colorado. Here in Fort Collins, there's the Veterans Day 5K that supports veteran services at Colorado State University. The 5K takes place the day before Veterans Day on Saturday, November 10th. This is the third annual Veterans Day 5K and is in honor of Staff Sergeant Mike Parrott, and all proceeds go to a scholarship for student veterans in his name. You can sign up for this race on active.com. On Veterans Day, this Sunday, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., you can honor veterans and support troops currently fighting overseas at Rigdon Farm Senior Living here in Fort Collins. Captain Richard Life, U.S. Navy retired, will give the keynote address, and the Flatiron Young Marines will be present to conduct a flag-folding ceremony. The Foothills Brass Quintet will provide the music. More information is available through RigdonFarmSeniorLiving.com. I personally feel like supporting a Veterans Day parade is perhaps one of the best ways you can honor our veterans. The Loveland Veterans Day Parade starts at the Associated Veterans Club at 305 South Cleveland, goes west on 4th Street, north on Garfield, and then west on 13th, ending with a ceremony in Duane Webster Park. The parade starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Come out and show your support, and be sure to attend the ceremony in the park. It's always a moving event featuring speakers, music, and more. For those of you living east of I-25, the 101st Army Band's Concert Ensemble will perform a Veterans Day concert on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Union Colony Center in Greeley. In Denver, there's an entire day's worth of activities planned to honor veterans, taking place on Saturday the 10th, starting with a 5K on the Auraria campus at 8 a.m., followed by the parade in downtown at 10, and a ceremony at the Colorado Veterans Monument. Later that day, join the celebration at the Auraria campus from 3 to 7. Music, food, and fireworks are planned. Also, special performances by Revell 3, one of my favorite acts, and VFW Post 1, Forgotten Heroes and Remembering the Fallen presentations. Go to denverveterans.org for more information on this full day of events this Saturday. That's denverveterans.org. Today's segment is dedicated to all the veterans out there. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your service and wish you a very happy Veterans Day. I ask that each and every listener get out and thank a veteran this weekend. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.